News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time now, 3.35 PM, coming up at the top of the hour, you're going to want to stay tuned. Lou Burdett, who is running for governor, will be on the show with us. And I think we've already got him lined up again for another time next week. But yeah, Lou Burdett coming on top of the hour. And let me just tell you too, folks, you hear these ads playing on our show. Some of them are, you know, through the station. Some of those are our direct sponsors. We call them our team members. If you go to our website, rightsideradio.org, the ones who are our team members are actually posted there on the website. You can see their logos. It's a hot link. You can click on their logo. It takes you straight to their personal websites. Because that's a partnership with some of our clients or our team members, one of which is ZLA Solutions. You hear their ads all the time. Listen, I know those folks personally. I'm going to see them again tomorrow morning. And I'm telling you, they are so good at what they do right now. They just had the biggest year they've ever had. ZLA Solutions, they can help your business with all the kinds of things you need, like everything from your logistics, your sorting and containment, your quality control. But their bread and butter, y'all, is putting people to work. Putting people to work. And they just had the biggest year they've ever had doing that. So if you're looking for a job yourself, you can go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. You check into that website, you're going to find jobs posted all over Alabama. Some of them as high as $20 an hour, good benefits. And they got those things ready for you to sign up for. But at the same time, if you're an employer and you're looking for, you know, a recruiting drive, you got to fill out the ranks of your workforce. ZLAUSA.com. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, all of it. And they are good at what they do. At ZLA Solutions, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And they do. That's their mission in life. Their passion is to make your business better. So yeah, check them out. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. I told you earlier we had some breaking news about the arrest of the number one suspect in the New York City subway shooting. So that's a big deal, and that is now moving forward. It does appear that he is someone with a long criminal history. He is a 62-year-old black man who has extremely racist views, who posts extremely violent and profanity-laced videos on YouTube, who shot up the subway. 39 people are injured in that attack. Next piece of breaking news, though, that I will tell you is apparently right now it's two more weeks to slow the spread. If you were traveling, the CDC has decided to extend the travel mask mandate again. Now, somebody explain to me, I'm off my triple dipper right now. Somebody explain to me the incongruity of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention extending the COVID travel mask mandates on U.S. citizens who simply want to fly from one part of our country to another. But if you're an illegal immigrant coming across the border illegally, they are lifting Title 42 that gives the ability for the Customs and Border Patrol to reject people who are seeking asylum who have come from COVID-known areas. Somebody explain to me if the left hand is even talking to the right hand. Does anyone realize that they are putting out the ultimate in mixed messages? While the Biden administration is asking for billions and more funding for COVID relief so they can spend their way to the midterms, and at the same time, the CDC during the Biden administration, again, is extending the mask mandates for domestic travel, we are at the same time lifting Title 42, which gives protections at the border on COVID. What in the actual heck is going on? What? Good gosh. Do they not see when they do this what a literal jumble this creates? This is like, you know, word salad. I don't even see where they can consider themselves to be, you know, the authors of good policy. They're not. They're just making... Departments are just operating on their own. There is no congruity. There's no singular messaging. It's just, it boggles the mind. Bunch of jackleg. I've never seen anything like this. All right. There was that. Just so you know, the CDC has extended the mask mandate as of just about 2 hours ago. Yeah. There you go. Getting on a plane, bring your mask because we all know they work so well. Okay. Let me jump back. I want to, you know, I've been fussing about Alabama. I will say this. There are things that we do right. A lot of things that we do right. And we are in a right state. I love Hillary. So when I gripe, by the way, it's more like along the lines of wishing better for us because I love who we are. I love this state. And there are some things that we do right, like I said. So when you know, Bill and I, Holtzclaw and I, were talking a minute ago about fussing about why would they not cut taxes, and I'm saying, when is enough enough? Well, here's something else to think about. First of all, I want you to know that we are one of the most pro-life states in the nation. And as we are considering right now whether the Supreme Court of the United States is going to reverse Roe v. Wade and devolve it back to the states to make their own decisions, Alabama has already taken that step. Alabama passed a law, and I was a very pro-life legislator. I was the sponsor of a number of pieces of pro-life legislation. But in 2019, what is considered to be one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the United States, according to this article from NPR, that's right, I went to NPR. NPR calls it one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the United States. It makes it a crime for doctors to perform abortions at any stage of pregnancy unless the woman's life is threatened or there's a lethal fetal anomaly. Literally, it became one of the most landmark pieces of state-level legislation on abortion law in the nation. And right now we're looking at if and it's been enjoined, you know, the first thing that happened, the ACLU of Alabama took it to court. Okay, go figure. That's because that's what they stand. And the National Organization for Women, who won't say a thing about transgenders in sports, they got all over the idea and they denounced the ban's passage. And it's so, okay, whatever. But the truth be told, if we see Roe reversed at the SCOTUS level, we are looking at that being our law, and we will be one of those states that has decided that abortion will not take place in our state. And I'm loving that. So I want you to know that. There are things that have been done well in Montgomery, and that is one. I got a caller on line four. Hey, yeah, it's Jeff from Indiana. Let me grab that real quick. Hey, Jeff Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Doing good, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
You seem to be confused. You assume that the CDC is a medical facility? No, it's a political wing. That's what you got to take in consideration. They don't have any credibility whatsoever when it comes to... If they were your doctor, would you go to them?
No, I would not. I wouldn't want them to...
That's all you need to know.
I don't want them to mix up chocolate milk, much less a prescription for anything. I mean, it's just... Yeah, but you're right. They are like a political wing, and it's amazing to watch this happen. I mean,
the teachers' union, you know, they get to everything that they want by just giving them a memo, and you know, I wonder if they'll take when the Republicans get back into power. I wonder if they'll follow their lead on anything.
Yeah, I don't know. In fact, there's a lot of bureaucrats at the CDC, I would imagine, and we saw. You know, the whole phrase, the deep state began to be the thing that we heard a lot about during the Trump administration. And I think the deep state extends to places like the CDC, too. What do you think?
I think everything's a deep state. It's until you just start getting rid of all the heads of everything, you know, you're going to have to sit there and get rid of the bureaucrats. It's just, you know, you're going to have to, you know... Start being able like they used to be. Whenever a new party comes in, you got to fire everybody and then, you know, replace them with your people. That's the way deep it used state, to be. That's the way it needs to be again.
The deep state is deep in something, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just ridiculous.
All right.
You know, if you have that little credibility, what good are they?
Well, yeah, and that's you would hope too that they would recognize that their mission is being degraded by destroying their own credibility by continuing to put out mixed messaging and tying themselves to liberal groups. I mean, it does nothing for the mission of the organization for this to happen consistently. You've got to find consistency. You've got to become reliable. You've got to be that group, that organization that says, no matter who's in charge, this is truth. And right now, no one feels like they can get that from the CDC anymore. It's just amazing to watch.
And after losing their credibility, you know, when something does come up and they're right about, nobody believes them. It's just like the boy cried wolf, you know, and How many people will die because of that, thinking, well, the CDC, they don't know what they're talking about. I'll just go ahead and do whatever I'm doing.
Yep.
So it's a dangerous thing to do.
Hey, you're out on the road a lot. I know you're traveling a lot. How many people are you seeing wearing masks these days?
You would not believe how many single people there is running around here with masks on. I'm going through Nashville right now. It's really bad here sometimes.
I guarantee you probably see people in their car by themselves, windows up, wearing masks, don't you?
Exactly. And usually it's a cloth mask, so it's really doing a lot of good, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. All right, Jeff, be safe on the road, man. Appreciate you as always. All right. By the way, that is clear indication that our show has got a far and wide reach. That's Jeff from Indiana calling in while he's in Nashville, listening to the show live. So, yeah, folks, that's why our website is what it is, rightsideradio.org. You can click on Listen Live, among other things on that website, and listen to our show no matter wherever you are in the world. All right, Copper, move us to a break. We're going to come back from that, talk a few more minutes, and then go to top of the hour when Lou Burdette, running for governor, will be on the show with us. He's got some things to say about Governor Ivey's comments from yesterday, among other things. We'll find out how the campaign is going. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and, yep, just plain right. We'll be right back.